Josh and Dog were shocked by the astounding news that Stupid Larry had contracted the dreaded disease, rabbit head, and was not long for this world. Not that he spent much time on this world anyway, but you know what I mean. Space Commander Wack was absolutely heartbroken and went out of his way to comfort and console his lifelong sidekick.
Stupid Larry, you lout, have you sorted the applications for your replacement yet?
Not yet. Space Commander Wack.
Get busy. You haven't been relieved of your duties yet, you know.
Sorry, Space Commander Wack.
A note from your doctor.
Have you found a cure yet?
Huh? A what?
A cure. You were going to try to find a cure for the dreaded disease rabbit head.
Yeah, I was, wasn't I? Well, something came up. I'll get to it later.
Oh, thank you, Space Commander Wack. You're too kind.
I am? Well, I'll try to control myself in the future.
Yes, everything that could be done for Stupid Larry was done by his ever-vigilant compatriot, the ever-vigilant Space Commander Wack, Space Commander!
Maybe you and Glorf could just exchange functions, Stupid Larry. We could have Stupid Larry, the
Space Commander Wack, please stop that music, huh? Please stop.
And conversely, Stupid Larry's demeanor during this hour of crisis was an inspiration to all.
Okay, stand back. If I go, we all go.
Stupid Larry, put down that gamma freebo Chattanooga bomb.
I'm serious. Drop that dead Martian dog.
Okay. There, he's dropped. This just isn't like you, Stupid Larry.
If you just stop the music.
The minutes pass into hours, the hours into days, the days into years, the years.
Hey, wait a minute. The days can't pass into years. What happened to weeks and months?
Just shut up. The years pass into decades.
Hey,
the decades,
did you tell me to shut up?
Quiet, Wack.
You can't tell me, Space Commander Wack. Space Commander, to shut up.
I did.
After all, I'm the... You did, didn't you?
Space Commander Wack, with all due respect, is this worth arguing over? I mean, with me, your sidekick, fatally ill?
Shut up, Stupid Larry. You're not ill. It was just a joke. Now, look here, Scrunch Man announcer, Yerzyknarge.
Just a joke?
Stupid Larry. You see, okay, Narge, get me out of this.
All right, here we go.
The decades pass into apostrophes, the frying pans into little fuzzy dashboard ornaments, the ringing...
Just a joke.
Narge, get me out of this.
Oh, all right.
Just then, Space Commander Wack, Stupid Larry, and Dwarf the Dead Martian Dog were attacked from all sides by the invisible Huns of the wild man planet Pico 9.
Larry, send them off. Call me when it's over. Nice going, Narge. I'll be under a blanket if you need me, Stupid Larry. Be sure you don't need me.
I'll get them, Space Commander Wack. We have nothing to fear but all these death rays.
Tune in again next time for more daring space adventures with Space Commander Wack, Space Commander!
So you see, Stupid Larry, all's well that ends well.
But Space Commander Wack, we've been captured by the invisible Huns.
Right. So if you really are sick, they have to cure you under the Geneva Convention.
Oh, how silly of me not to have thought of that.
No, stupid. How stupid of you not to have thought of that.